serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Cold enough this morning, ABC's Trevor Ault is out in it.
This is extremely difficult, if not outright unbearable weather for the majority of the country. There's wind chill alerts in effect this morning from North Dakota all the way to Florida, not to mention all the snow that's piling up and the very dangerous ice on a lot of our roads and highways.
A cold snap across the nation being blamed for at least 9 deaths. 6 days until primary day in New Hampshire. Former President Trump bouncing back and forth between the New York courthouse and campaigning in the Granite State. A jury will determine how much he owes writer E. Jean Carroll in damages in a defamation suit. She's expected to take the stand with Trump in the courtroom. And Thursday's GOP primary debate in New Hampshire scrapped after Nikki Haley pulled out, saying she'd only attend if former President Trump was also on the stage. A new report from the American Cancer Society showing that overall cancer deaths have fallen by a third since 1991. Breast cancer rates are still rising. This is ABC News. It's getting a little less expensive to get around. ABC's Alex Stone.
With less demand to travel during this time of the year and winter blends of gas, prices keep inching down closer to the $3 mark not seen since 2021. New data from the Energy Department showing the nation's average price for regular unleaded is now at $3.06 a gallon, 25 cents a gallon less than a year ago at this time. But analysts warn prices won't stay that low in a few weeks as travel picks up nearing spring and summer blends of gas come back. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And a man accused of faking his own death to avoid rape charges in Utah trying to convince officials they got the wrong guy. The man prosecutors say is Nicholas Rossi. Denied that his name after being extradited from Scotland. Prosecutors say Rossi has used at least 10 different aliases over the years. He's accused in a 2008 attack on a woman, but wasn't identified as a suspect until a decade later because of a backlog in processing DNA kits. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamaganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-838-4715 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-838-4715. That's 800-838-4715. What do you have to lose? Call 800-838-4715. Again, 800-838-4715.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin State Senate is firing Public Service Commissioner Tyler Huebner. Governor Evers is appointing Christy Nieto to take his place. Senate Democrats complain Republicans have been firing Evers' appointees out of pure partisanship. The keynote speaker at this year's State of Wisconsin Martin Luther King Day celebration says he wants the promise of justice one day to happen today.
More and more, I feel that the people of ill will have used much more effectively than have the people of goodwill. We will have to repent in this generation, not merely for the hateful words and the actions of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people.
The Reverend Marcus Allen is a Baptist minister in Madison. I'm Terry Bell. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Thursday, January 18th at 7 p.m., it's boys basketball with Shawamigan hosting Newman. Brought to you by Steve Jetlin. Be sure to tune in right here on 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Eleanor M. Johnson, age 84, of Mellon, passed away peacefully on Sunday, January 14th, at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. She is survived by her husband, Dave Johnson, by her daughters, Dale Wiles of Mellon, and by Irene Muller of Duluth, Minnesota. Survived also by her granddaughters and by her great-grandson. Memorial service for Eleanor will be held at 11 a.m. Wednesday, January 24th, at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Mellon, with Reverend Donald Quigley officiating. A gathering of family and friends will begin at 10 a.m. and continue until the hour of the service. Funeral arrangements have been entrusted to the Mountain Funeral Home and Cremation Services of Ashland and Mellon. This has been the funeral notice for Eleanor M. Johnson, age 84, Mellon. Janice E. Hollinger, 73, formerly of Phillips, passed away on Thursday, December 28th, under palliative care, surrounded by her loving family at Marshfield Hospital in Marshfield. She is survived by her children, Melissa Milam of Marshfield, and by Eric of Phillips. Survived also by five grandchildren, by one great-grandchild, and by brothers Keith Kozak and Ken Kozak. Massive Christian burial to be held 11 a.m. Saturday, January 20th, at St. Therese of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips, with Father Lordu Mandu officiating. Visitation will begin at 10 a.m. and continue until the time of the service at the church. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Janice E. Hollinger, 73, formerly of Phillips. Donald Deke Fleetner, 90, of Phillips, passed away on January 12th. He is survived by his niece, by his nephews, by his sister-in-law, and by his friends Margaret Maggie Jagosinski of Illinois, and by Stephen Janicek of Phillips, and by other loved ones and friends. Funeral service to be held 11 a.m. on Thursday, January 18th at St. John's Lutheran Church in Phillips. Pastor Dean Arbs will officiate. Visitation begins 1 hour prior to the service at the church. This has been the funeral notice for Donald Fleetner, 90, Phillips. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides excellent care and rehabilitation to those requiring a short-term rehab stay or long-term care. Their new leadership team would like to invite you to check out some open positions that include sign-on bonus opportunities, competitive wages, and great benefit packages. Start your career path today with a company that also offers on-site nurse aide training and career ladder opportunities. See them at parkmanorwi.com or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor, River's Edge. One company, one team. Badgers Den and Phillips is a proud Tall Timbers sponsor and a supporter of the Logger United organization. They wish much success to all Phillips Logger sports teams. And when you're hungry for a great meal, from burgers to fries and steaks, head on over to the Badgers Den in Phillips. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today and cold with a high right around 5 degrees. That wind chill factor will still be well below zero here for a good chunk of the day today. Tonight, partly cloudy will drop down to 9 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 8 above. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Then on Friday, mostly cloudy with a high of 8. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is 0.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive impact, serve your community, and help get our kids back to school. Cobeson Buses has immediate openings. Starting wage just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Cobeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobeson terminal near you.
The Badgers lose in an upset. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers had not lost to a Big Ten opponent until they faced Penn State and Kane Clary.
Shot clock down at 10, game clock at 44. Clary drives by Wall, pulls, pops, good off the glass. He has been spectacular. Penn State up 6, 34 seconds to play.
Matt LePay with the call. Clary finished with 29 points on the way to an 87-83 win for Penn State over Wisconsin. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously the turnovers, I thought early, right from the start, we just got a little frenzied, and that gave them confidence as they were able to jump out to that lead that we can never quite get back where we felt we could get in control of it.
The Badgers host Indiana Friday night. NFL, the Packers will be without backup outside linebacker Kingsley Enagbare after he suffered a knee injury against the Cowboys. Rookie Lucas Van Ness will have to step up as a pass rusher against the 49ers this Saturday night.
I think the more he plays, the better he gets.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, the Butternut Girls, they traveled to Hurley looking to avenge an earlier season loss of 44-40. The game started out eerily similar to that first game, according to Coach Sherwinski, as Hurley controlled the tempo of the game, and they dominated the boards in the first half, taking a 20-17 halftime lead. Butternut got the game going a bit in the second half to eventually gain a 39-36 advantage, but Hurley executed better in the last few minutes of the game, and Hurley edges Butternut 43-41. In girls basketball last night, Jersey Polinchek led all scorers with 26. She added 6 rebounds and 4 assists. Kendra Pritzel, she had 6 points and 11 boards. Caitlin Bebo with 6 points. Casey Sherwinski with 7 rebounds. And Jaina Aukin and Sydney Sari led the way for the Hurley North Stars with 15 and 13 points, respectively. Butternut 6-3 now, conference 10-4 overall. They will host LCO coming up Thursday night at 7 o'clock. In boys basketball action last night, you had Barron topping Ashland 44-28. It was Winter getting a 112-96 win over Lake Holcomb. It's run and gun for Winter this year, 112-96, fun game. Medford They beat Merrill 62-51, and it was Tigerton topping winning their game 54-37 in action and boys action over Tomahawk. On the girls' side, it was South Shore beating Mellon 58-43. It was the Phillips girls. They topped Shawamigan last night 78-20 at the Park Falls campus. Winter girls, they defeat Lake Holcomb 60-58. The Abbotsford girls, they top Prentice 61-29. Athens gets a win over the Rib Lake girls 56-27. And it was Lakeland girls continuing to roll. They topped Marshfield last night by a count of 72-54. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
I don't like winter. Like, I hate winter. Like, I'm originally from North Carolina. And, like, look, right now, you guys are having beautiful weather. And thank you for doing that, okay? I hate winter so much, I'm for global warming. I am voting for it, marching for it. I might start buying people SUVs. I don't care. Ladies, start using hairspray again. No ozone. That's our goal. You know what's nice? 70 degrees in February. That's not. And see, there's people with me, but there's always a couple of crunchy granolas sitting around. Crunchy granolas sitting there thinking, but the polar ice caps are going to melt and we're all going to flood. No, we're not. We're not all going to flood. We're only losing Rhode Island, Long Island, and Jersey. Bye-bye. Here's a canoe. Get to safety.
Didn't care about trying to change, no. I gave my 98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com. Favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Stops at the fence.
Holmes at 98Q Country at 28 past 7. Joel here. Austin is here. Look at that. Early morning rise for Austin.
Not thrilled about it, but yeah, I was up early.
Oh, you just wanted to see how cold it is at 5:36 in the morning.
I did not want to see how cold it was. It was -1.
This isn't bad, though. Normally, when we have daytime high temperatures of 0 or 1, the overnight low is usually 20 or 30 below.
Well, that's true, but I never really minded that because my room is the warmest in the house.
How'd you work that out?
I don't know. I've got partially heated floors on accident. Our heater works.
We brought a space heater out yesterday for the first time in a long time. It's because the cat was looking at us like, how about a little something here?
Gotta keep the feline happy.
Appreciated that, yeah. But we are going to see warmer temps. No snow, but temperatures are going to rise into the 30s, it looks like, for next week, and that's going to feel absolutely wonderful.
I'll take it.
No snowmobile trail. I saw that snowmobile trails in a couple of counties down in the southern part of the state were open. But up here, just not enough snow, and it's not coming either. Doesn't look like it. This could be one of those, winters where you just don't get much.
Maybe the snowmobiles will have time to sit at home and finally get their snowmobiles working.
Yeah. Everybody's working on them, zipping them around on ground. I mean, if you have, land, there's maybe enough snow in the field to go out and run around a little bit, but there's not enough to groom it. Not to groom the trails and make it all safe. So we'll see temperatures today lingering at right around 7 or 8 above, which will feel so much warmer than 0.
We're going to be in a heat wave.
So much warmer. And it's not that bad. You know, if your car starts and things are running, it's not bad. But as soon as that one car doesn't start, because it's almost impossible to thaw it out. Unless you've got a heated garage, once it doesn't start, it's just like, oh boy.
If you do have a heated garage, do you have an extra slot by any chance? I'd be willing to pay.
Yeah. And I remember the old days before everything was fuel injected, the cars. But nowadays, cars start a lot easier than they used to.
Even though every morning I can still hear my truck grumbling and demanding to know just who do I think I am.
Yeah. Older people remember the days of your parents telling you, all right, go out and start the car, but here's how you do it. You pump down once, pump, and then pump twice quick, and then hold it down for 3 seconds, and then start. So you're pumping you're getting the fuel injected into there.
The car may or may not actually work.
And it may or may not start. There was a fine line between starting and flooding the car. And if you flooded the car, then refer to the previous comment about heated garages. And we used to plug in cars a lot, too, to keep the oil warm. I remember having the oil pan heater. I don't know if that's a technical word for it, but it was like a little magnetic thing that you put under the car where the oil pan was, and you plugged it in just to keep it warm. So when you went to start it the next day, it didn't go, it fired. Hmm. Now, if the gas line was frozen, then
that's a whole other problem.
And heat, we used to use heat, this isopropyl. We used to use that a lot, too, and I think some people may still use it. But not as much anymore because I think fuel is different now than it used to be. It used to be more, I don't know if there's more water in it or whatever, but it used to be, if you didn't have a full tank of gas and it got to be this cold and you didn't put a little isopropyl in there, a little heat, you're in trouble. I mean, that gas line was going to freeze up. So cars have come a long ways. We've come a long ways, baby.
They have.
Yeah.
They're doing a little better these days.
Yeah, I mean, your car can usually, if it's a newer car especially, it can survive a couple of days in this cold outside. If you go any longer than that, you're in trouble. And if you got an older car, you better be out there cranking that baby every day because you're going to wake up the next morning and it's not going to be good.
I mean, my truck's going on 20 years old and it survived outside just fine.
Yeah, trucks.
Because we don't have an extra garage slot.
Trucks are a little beastier than the regular
cars.
They tend
to be, especially the 2005 era, I think, was kind of the last line of the beefier ones.
A little more zip when you crank that baby up. They have a tendency to be a little more resilient.
It doesn't sound too happy about it, but it does turn.
There's always that grinding and whining of the belt, isn't it? It's just your vehicle's way of saying, just like whimpering like a child going to school in the morning. Just like
demanding just 5 more minutes.
Yeah, just leave me alone. And you're just, as the owner of the car, you're just hoping and praying that belt doesn't just snap.
Yeah, you're just sitting there. Is this a normal? It's a normal noise. It has to be.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Cold enough this morning, ABC's Trevor Ault is out in it.
This is extremely difficult, if not outright unbearable weather for the majority of the country. There's wind chill alerts in effect this morning from North Dakota all the way to Florida, not to mention all the snow that's piling up and the very dangerous ice on a lot of our roads and highways.
A cold snap across the nation being blamed for at least 9 deaths. 6 days until primary day in New Hampshire. Former President Trump bouncing back and forth between New York courthouse and campaigning in the Granite State. A jury will determine how much he owes writer E. Jean Carolyn damages in a defamation suit. She's expected to take the stand with Trump in the courtroom. And Thursday's GOP primary debate in New Hampshire scrapped after Nikki Haley pulled out, saying she'd only attend if former President Trump was also on the stage. A new report from the American Cancer Society showing that overall cancer deaths have fallen by a third since 1991. Breast cancer rates are still rising. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former basketball star Dwayne Wade is donating $3 million to Marquette University. Wade's gift will grow the school's summer reading program for Milwaukee children, establish a scholarship program for low-income students, and expand the university's athletic and human performance facilities. A new study recommends Wisconsin put a formula for determining alimony on the books. Shea Drefs is with Custody Exchange, the firm that did the study.
Having bad alimony arrangements can have impact on each of the ex-spouses, on their children, and it can have ripple effects.
The study says about two-thirds of states have no guidelines for alimony negotiations. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Thursday, January 18th at 7 p.m., it's boys basketball with Shawmomigan hosting Newman. Brought to you by Steve Jetland. Be sure to tune in right here on 98Q Country.
The Badgers lose on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers fall to the Nittany Lions at Penn State. Matt LePay.
With 0.4 of a second left, they'll get it in to Baldwin. It's over. Penn State, a four-point winner here at the Bryce Jordan Center as the students make their way onto the floor here in State College.
The final 87-83, the Badgers got into foul trouble early. Head coach Greg Gard.
Four times we fouled jump shooters, and we hadn't done that in a while. I thought we had kind of moved past that.
So now the Badgers are 13-4. They host Indiana Friday night. NFL, the Packers installing the game plan for Saturday night's game against the 49ers. Sometimes teams go a day early when playing games on the West Coast, but Matt LaFleur declined.
It's something we talked about, but we figured it'd be best to stay in our normal routine. It's a short week anyways, has its own set of challenges, and just felt like it was best for us to stay in as normal as a routine as possible.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene last night, Hurley edges Butternut in girls basketball. Good one last night in Hurley, 43-41. The Hurley North Stars get the victory last night. The South Shore girls top Mellon 58-43, and the Phillips girls get a win over Shawmigan 78-20 in area action last night. The Abbotsford girls also a winner last night over Prentice 61-29.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Brand new country.
We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Thing you know, saving money like never before. Just spit it all at a tune.
Really cool station. 98Q Country.
Got it.
tell her I feel it comes out. I love you. You got whatever it is. You know I've never been the type that would ever want to stay. Bring them home at night and they're gone the next day. But that all changed when she walked into my life. And people that's the wine is tell them I don't know. That just something about the woman makes my heart go haywire. Gonna be my wife. She got whatever it is. It blows me away. She's everything I wanna say to a woman, though I couldn't find the words to say. She got whatever it is. I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her I feel it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is.
Bye.
98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.
We'll see 7 above, 8 above, right in that range today. They're kind of indicating maybe some partly cloudy skies. We had talked about a lot of cloud cover earlier, but maybe a glimpse of the sun here and there. Maybe optimistically getting to 10 today. Might be a bit optimistic. 7 or 8 single-digit highs right through Friday. And then warmer teens for the weekend, 30s on the way for you next week with some possibility of precipitation. Hard to get snow when it's really cold. That Mother Nature, just that this doesn't work. Go to meteorology.com and they'll tell you why. I'm not going to go into that because I don't really know. I just know it doesn't happen. It's just a dry year. It's going to be one of those rare years where it's going to be late January at best before we can get those sleds out on the actual snowmobile trails. There are some counties in southern Wisconsin that got quite a bit of snow, and they do have some trails open down there. But up here, just not happening. We'll just have to make our way through it. Today is Ditch Your New Year's Resolutions Day today, by the way. So if you haven't done so already, feel free to go ahead. Yeah, you made it long enough. You did good. Quaker Oats is recalling some varieties of Captain Crunch. Oh, you know times are tough when they take your Captain Crunch away. Yeah, so pay attention to that. Apparently, there's a possible salmonella contamination. And most of these are situations where they think there's some in there. No one has actually probably had issues, but they take precautionary steps, which is probably good. Chuck E. Cheese is reportedly working on a TV game show. Now you're talking. No, I just made your day. Chuck E. Cheese, you know that, the pizza and the animated whatever dancing guys on stage and all the video games. Oh, Chuck E. Cheese is now working on a TV game show. Did you see, I saw a promo for Deal or No Deal Island, an island version of Deal or No Deal. I don't know, there was like briefcases hidden up in coconut trees and stuff like that, and I'm sure there won't be any guys running around without t-shirts or any scantily clad women running around. They would never, ever do that to get ratings. I mean, that's not something that, come on. Deal or No Deal Island version. That's the best part about Deal or No Deal, is that you don't have to use your brain. You just, I'll take two. That's it. That's all you got to do. What number case would you like? Two? All right. We'll do the rest for you now. It's a lot easier than Jeopardy.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest selection of in-stock appliances starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including Criterion, KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana. Upgrade today and save big money on all new appliances right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Psst. Hey, Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though.
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chasse.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
And some Frank's Red Hot.
Nah.
You're just gonna eat these boring nachos with no flavor.
Frank it up!
This guy finally gets it.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print at Staples, you save. But if you print at Staples, you save. See how that works? Staples' Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much. We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys.
U.S. price participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Say it with me, the Bucks insist. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today and cold with a high right around 5 degrees. That wind chill factor will still be well below zero here for a good chunk of the day today. Tonight, partly cloudy will drop down to 9 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 8 above. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Then on Friday, mostly cloudy with a high of 8. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 1 below zero.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
we started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know. Feeling